This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We have four scriptures for today. The first one is coming from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 and 30 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The second scripture is coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Scripture number 3, Luke 21, verse 24. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will be close on you suddenly like a trap. Number 4, Psalms 46, verse 10. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the earth. I will be exalted among the nations. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. And on this day, as we're rising at sunrise at 5:01 a.m., God is telling us to be ready for a life with more joy. Be ready for a life of more connection, and be ready for a life with more purpose. Amen. So let's go into our spiritual classroom today. Rest, recovery, and relaxation. We're now into a new phase for the moon, waning crescent. The moon sets the intention and the intervention spiritually, as God created both moon and humans. Connecting with the phases of the moon can bring awareness to other cycles and rhythms within our own body, mind, heart, and spirit. Today, the moon is a delicate waning crescent affecting our behavior. It might be that we're feeling emotionally heavy at this time. However, you must know that you are clearing pathways for new beginnings. This symbolizes a time of surrender, rest, and healing. It is a period to fully let go, rest, and prepare for the new cycle ahead. So surrender to the natural flow of life, resting and rejuvenating your energy. So today, the triune God has aligned the moon with your inner spirit to have the rest, his rest, recovery, and relaxation, which are all important. And the Bible tells us to embrace them. But for many people, taking the time to do so can be difficult because we always have so many demands on us. This should be an ongoing ritual for us so that we can restore, cocoon, and be in the sacred, healing, holy space that will meet us down in our soul, rejuvenate our emotions, and our mental capacities will be putting into place and connecting with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So are you ready for a life with more joy, connection, and purpose? Are you resting, recovering, and relaxing? Are you embracing the waning crescent moon? See, we live in a society that is always on the go, and we are expected to be as well. There is always something that needs to be done. And we can always find ourselves in something that will occupy our time in all of our being. We need to make time for ourselves. Make time for yourselves. And not just physically, but mentally and spiritually as well. We have 24 hours in a day. You mean to tell me you can't carve out a few minutes for the Lord? And that's for you. It's not for the Lord. It's for you. It is essential for our own well-being. Jesus is always there for us, and he offers us rest. It's a gift. He understands our burdens and offers us an easy way out through him. The importance of rest will enable our bodies to function properly. It helps us to heal from sickness and injury, and it gives us the energy we need to face the day. Mentally, it allows us to recharge and to rejuvenate so that we can think clearly and make good decisions. Spiritually, it gives us time to connect with God and grow in our faith. So as you can see, rest is vital to our overall health and well-being. But rest is not just sleeping. You need to rest in your mind, your spirit, your soul, your inner energies. We all at times often neglect this area, and we find it hard to slow down and just relax because people tell us, if you slow down, you're just lazy. No, you're not. We're always looking for something to do, even when we're dealing with injuries of all kinds. So let's talk about recovery. Our days can bring us hurt, so we need time to recover. Ready for life with more joy, connection, and purpose? Rest, recovery, and relaxation as we're in the waning crescent moon. See, recovery is often thought of as something that we do after we've experienced an injury or a setback. And while this is certainly true, it is also something that we need to do on a regular basis, because we all face challenges in life and we all need time to recover. Perhaps you've been through a difficult situation, or you just lost someone, and the wear and tear is tearing you down every day because life has gotten the best of you. Maybe you've lost a loved one, like I said earlier, or you're dealing with a chronic illness. But whatever the case may be, you have to give yourself time to grieve and heal. Don't try to push through it or pretend that everything is okay. It took time for that person to leave and transition to the next energy. Now it's your time to take your time to re-heal from that space. If you feel anxious or extra emotional, your body may be telling you that you need to relax and reflect. The Bible makes it very clear that we are in control of our body's troubles. You can choose to rest and relax, or you can work yourselves to the bone. You make the decision what you want to do today. Just slow down. Just stop. Everything can be done in 24 hours. But make the most of what you can do and make it intentional. We must prioritize recovery. And when we make it that choice, we open ourselves up to God's peace and protection. But what happens a lot of time is that because we are so hurt that we want to rush to recovery because we're hurt. No, that sacred space with you and the Lord, that's the best time to get with the Lord, when you are in recovery, when you need to deal with your pains, so it doesn't become something that's pushed up under the rug to only pop out later. So, in making time for rest, recovery, and relaxation, focus on self-care and make sure that you are taking the time to rest, relax, and recover. Make a commitment to yourself and to God Consider telling God what you need and take regular breaks throughout the day. Just a couple of, you don't have to take a whole lot of them, just maybe a couple of minutes. During this time, you could pray, thank you, God. Read the Bible. Just one scripture can change your whole trajectory. Or just sit in silence. Go outside for a minute. Set your timer so you don't overdo it. These moments of quiet will draw you closer to God and allow your inner space to connect with your outer space of what's going on with you. Without setting aside time for our own rest, how can you ever reflect on God's messages for you? How can you be in tune with what He wants you to do? We need time for our mind and our bodies to recover so that we can be the best Christian we can be. You can't always operate in 100% mode, fast forward all the time. You have to go through your different energies. Slow down. Even the God Himself rested, and so should you. Be careful not to let your heart become weighed down by the things of the world. If He don't want you, you should not want Him. If she doesn't want you or she's not at the right, you know what you need to do. Take time for yourself. Rest, relax, think, and recover. When you do this, you can focus on Christ and His will for you. Ready for a life of more joy, connection, and purpose? Rest, recovery, and relaxation in the waning crescent moon today. Are you struggling with the loss of someone significant and that has disrupted your life? Understandable, because we all grieve at times. We have Isaiah chapter 5 or 57 verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 57 verses 1 and 2. The righteous perish, and no one takes it to heart. The devout are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous are taken away to be spared from evil. Those who walk upright enter into peace. They will find rest and they lie in death. This verse is a good reminder that even though our loved ones have passed on, have transitioned on, they are at peace and they are at rest with the Lord. The Lord wants you to rest and be at peace. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will exalt the earth." And there's other scriptures to support this throughout the Bible. So today, rest, relax, and recover for a time such as this. Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11 reminds us that the Sabbath day, keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work, but that seventh day is the Sabbath day that belongs to the Lord. On it you shall do no work, neither nor your sons, your daughters, your servants, your animals, foreigners, and people residing in town. And for 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that came with it. But on that seventh day, He rested. He's telling you to rest. He's telling you to rest. Rest is appropriate to take your rest. It might be a good time to rethink how you spend your Sabbath, your rest time, when you should be resting. Think about that. When you change or introduce or promote better rest, you can relax, you can think, you can recover, you're in better relationships with the Father as well as people around you. When you have rest in Him, meaning God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we also have peace knowing that He has recovered everything for us. This verse from the book of John should help us to relax and find tranquility in the Lord's presence. Just go to the book of John and you'll find all kinds of scriptures to help you with rest. And my last thoughts, even if it's 10 minutes to walk outside, Bible verses can help restore your soul quick. Rest reinforces how important it is for you to take the time to recover and relax. If you always running around all the time, your mind is always going all the time, you can't sleep, you can't even enjoy your vacation. Something is absolutely off. It doesn't matter how you do it. Your emotional register is off. This is a time when you need to get with the Lord. No matter where you are and what you are doing, always remember to focus on refreshment and relaxation. Even if it's just to pull over for a couple of seconds, just to rest your mind and close your eyes. You know, do something different. Change the rhythm of your day today. That's what I want you to do. Change the rhythm of your day today. Maybe you eat at home. You eat at the office. Get your sandwich and go to the park. Go somewhere and get some fresh air. Or maybe go to a restaurant. I work from home and then I go out and see patients. So, you know, sometimes I have to change the rhythm and go to a restaurant for lunch. And then go on and do the rest of my day. And it's so rejuvenating. And you must do the same too. And it helps you to not be so overwhelmed with the demands of your day. So you're not stressed out. And your rhythm section in your body, soul, spirit, and mind is all rejuvenated and connected. So ready for a life of more joy, connection, and purpose. I just want you to just connect those things and just understand that Jesus loves you. He wants you right because you're born with a purpose. You're unique and you're awesome. To God be the glory. Ogunlefa Oluwa. Selah.